It's much easier to come up with excuses why you can't do it. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. If you do what is easy, complain about your situation, your circumstances, you surrender and give up on your dreams, become depressed and bitter and angry. Anybody can do that. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard.
Life is full of ups and downs, disappointments, failures, obstacles, and stumbling blocks. Trust me when I tell you that you will need to be mentally tough to overcome and conquer some of the hurdles life will throw your way.
If you're living in the past, you're going to be depressed because you are rehashing things that happened to you that are not going to happen again. If you're living in the future, you're going to be anxious because you are anticipating what's coming or you're wishing for things that aren't happening yet. Being in the present is where the gold is. Being in the present moment is where you will have the greatest control, where you will feel the most at ease, and where happiness flourishes.
Many of you have been selling yourself short all of your life. You have the opportunity to experience more environmental, physical, and mental abundance. Someone who is in a constant state of elevation, their self-talk is, I know who I am, I know where I'm going, and I know where I came from.
If success is the result that you are ultimately seeking, you must be obsessed with the process. You have no time to let fear, doubt, failure, quit, negative thoughts, or give up enter into your mental.
Invest your energy into things that either enhance your vitality or the vitality of the world in which we're living, because those are places to build a better world. To invest your energy in the negative things and all that kind of stuff like that, you're building a bad world with that. And you're using your own energy, your life gets shortened. And so the reality is consciousness is real. It's a currency. And if you use it and spend it appropriately, you can have a much better life.
If you're going to be successful in creating the life of your dreams, you have to believe that you are capable of making it happen. You have to believe that you have the right stuff and that you're able to pull it off. Now, whether you call it self-esteem, self-confidence, or self-assurance, it's a deep-seated belief that you have what it takes, the abilities, the inner resources, the talents, and the skills to create your desired results.
To me, every day is a beginning, a new day, a new week, a new shot at life. An opportunity to come out of the gate like a man possessed and attack the day without mercy. And of course, I will get tired. I will get beat up. I'll get knocked down and drained, and I will have some bad days. But I will not stop.
When you wake up in the morning, I expect to win. I expect it to be a great day. Listen to me very closely. I do not get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to lose. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. When you set out for a goal, expect that it's going to happen. That's all I need you to do. Number one, expect it to happen.
That's why action is so important. The least action, the smallest action. Take it. Because when you start accomplishing and the value starts to return from that one action, it'll inspire you to do the next one and the next one and the next one.
Life knocks you down. Try and land on your back, because if you can look up, you can get up.
Man's greatest burden is unfulfilled potential. Man's greatest burden is unfulfilled potential. And I say, when I look at the audiences, and I know that maybe only 1% are going to achieve their potential. Not fully. I still haven't fulfilled my potential. But unfulfilled potential is man's greatest burden.
If you know how to concentrate your efforts and be focused on one thing, you have an edge. If you can be focused on one thing and not look at everything else that everybody else is looking at, 50 different philosophies, 75 different ways to make money, 19 different streams of income. If you can figure out a way to go here, all of that stuff's going to come your way. But if you go chase all the other stuff like everyone else is, you're going to miss the whole point of winning in life because you can't concentrate. You show me anyone today who knows how to concentrate, I'll show you someone that nobody wants to compete with.
You're only limited by weakness of attention. All you need is to give it your full attention. the will to do it. See, the will gives us the ability to concentrate. I don't know what you want, but I do know this. If you can think it, and you can let yourself get emotionally involved with it, and you stay focused on it, you can have it.
You have to shift from being externally focused to internally focused. Do not yield to distractions. Focus on you.
Be selfish and take control of your life. Take control of your abilities. Take control of your potential. Don't waste any more time. Take courage to provide for yourself. To provide your potential, grasp it. No longer will you be afraid to make it, to change it.
So if you want to do something, if you've thought about something you want to do, take it head on. Decide that you're going to start looking at it, start doing research on it, start tackling it, start becoming involved in whatever and wherever it might lead you to begin to explore the possibilities in that particular thing that you're seeking so that you can begin to learn all you can about it. Decide that you're going to face it, that whatever shortcomings you have, that you're going to strengthen yourself there. Whatever training that's required, that you're going to go get that training, that you're going to get started right now.
Let today be the start. The start of your journey to success in a life built on your power, not anybody else's. Let yourself be your future and let this start to define the legacy that you'll be proud to leave behind.
There is a direct relationship between the level of clarity you have about who you are and what you want and virtually everything you accomplish in life. Superior men and women invest the time necessary to develop absolute clarity about themselves and what they really want, like designing a detailed blueprint for a building before they begin construction. Average people just throw themselves at life like a dog chasing a passing car and wonder why they never seem to catch anything or keep anything worthwhile. Make your goals personal. Intense burning desire is absolutely essential to the overcoming of obstacles and the achieving of great goals. For your desire to be intense enough, your goals must be purely personal. They must be goals that you choose for yourself rather than goals that someone else wants for you or that you want to achieve to please someone in your life. In goal setting, for the process to be effective, you must be perfectly selfish about what is that you really, really want for yourself. This doesn't mean that you cannot do things for other people, either at home or at work. This simply means that in setting goals for your life, you start with yourself and work forward. The great question. One of the most important questions in goal setting is this: what do I really want to do with my life? If you could do or be or have anything at all in life, what would it be? Remember, you can't hit a target you can't see. You should return to this question over and over again in the months and years ahead. What do I really want to do with my life? In determining your true goals, you start with your vision, your values, and your ideals. When you begin, these will often feel a bit like fantasies detached from reality. However, now your job is to make them concrete, like designing a dream house on paper. Decide what you really want. You start with your general goals and then move to more specific goals. 1, what are your 3 most important goals in your business and career right now? 2, what are your 3 most important financial goals right now? 3, what are your 3 most important family or relationship goals right now? 4, what are your 3 most important health and fitness goals right now? Identify your major worries. The flip side of the above questions is for you to ask, what are my 3 biggest worries or concerns in life right now? What bothers you, worries you, concerns you, and preoccupies you in your day-to-day life? What aggravates or irritates you? What is robbing you of happiness more than anything else? As a friend of mine often asks, where does it hurt? Once you have identified your biggest problems, worries, or concerns, ask yourself, 1, what are the ideal solutions to each of these problems? 2, How could I eliminate these problems or worries immediately? 3. What is the fastest and most direct way to solve this problem? A great thinking tool. In 1142, William of Ockham, a British philosopher, proposed a method of problem solving that has come to be referred to as Occam's razor. This way of thinking has become famous and popular throughout the ages. What Ockham said was that the simplest and most direct solution, requiring the fewest number of steps, is usually the correct solution to any problem. Many people make the mistake of overcomplicating goals and problems, but the more complicated the solution, the less likely it is ever to be implemented, and the longer the time it will take to get any results. Your aim should be to simplify the solution and go directly to the goal as quickly as possible. No fear of failure. Here is another question to help you clarify your true goals. What have you always wanted to do but been afraid to attempt? When you look around your world and you look at other people who are doing things that you admire, what have you always wanted to do as well, but you have been afraid of taking the chance? Have you wanted to start your own business? Have you wanted to run for public office? Have you wanted to embark on a new career? What have you always wanted to do, but been afraid to attempt? Do what you love to do. In setting goals for your life, short and long term, you should continually ask yourself, what do I most enjoy doing in each area of my life? For instance, if you could do just one thing all day long in your work, what would it be? What sort of work or activity gives you the greatest joy and satisfaction? The psychologist Abraham Maslow identified what he called peak experiences, those moments or times when the individual feels the happiest, most elated, and exhilarated. One of your aims in life is to enjoy as many peak experiences as possible. You achieve this by thinking back and identifying those moments of peak experience in your past, and by then by imagining how you could repeat them in your present and future. What have been your happiest moments in life up to now? How could you have more of those moments in the future? What do you really love to do?
You encounter a plethora of ideas every day, but most of them probably go by unnoticed. That's why you need to develop the ability to absorb. Be like a sponge. Don't miss anything. Don't miss the words. Don't miss the atmosphere. Don't miss the color. Don't miss the scenario. Don't miss what's going on. Most people are just trying to get through the day. Here's what I want you to be committed to doing. Learn to get from the day. Learn from it. Let the day teach you. Attend the University of Life. What a difference that will make in your future. Commit yourself to learning. Commit yourself to absorbing. I've got a personal friend who is gifted in this area. I think he soaks up and remembers virtually everything that has ever happened to him. He can tell you vivid stories from his teenage years, where he was, what he did, what he said, what she said, how they felt, the color of the sky, and what was going on that day. And the reason is that he absorbs everything that happens to him. I'm telling you, it's more exciting to have him go to Acapulco and tell you about it than it is to go yourself. He has an extraordinary gift. Wherever he is, he doesn't miss anything. Here's a good phrase for you to jot down. Wherever you are, be there. Be there to absorb it. Take a picture if you can. Take pictures in your mind. Let your soul and heart take pictures. Get it, capture it, absorb it, and don't be casual in getting it. Casualness leads to casualties. Next, learn to respond. Responding means letting life touch you. Don't let it kill you, but let it touch you. Let sad things make you sad. Let happy things make you happy. Let the feelings strike you. Our emotions need to be as acknowledged as our intellect. It's important to know how to feel. It's important to know how to respond. It's important to let life in, to let it touch you. I'm the greatest guy in the world to take to the movies. I really get into a good movie. I want it to make me laugh, make me cry, scare me to death, teach me something, take me high, take me low. I
just don't want the movie to leave me as I was when I came in. That's what we all need, to have life touch us. And that's exactly what will happen to you when you develop the ability to absorb and respond to all life has to offer.